I'm David Holub, an attorney focusing on personal injury law in Northwest Indiana. Welcome to Personal Injury Primer, where we break down the law into simple terms, provide legal tips, and discuss topics related to personal injury law. Today's question comes from a listener who said, "We are thinking of renting a house through one of those B&B services, and we are wondering what legal standards apply if someone gets hurt on the property." When you stay overnight at a hotel, you might be exposed to unsafe parking lots, unmarked curbs, potholes, and even poorly lit hallways inside the building. People even are at risk for getting bitten by bedbugs or injured by exercise equipment or come down with an illness caused by swimming in non-chlorinated pool water. And although that all sounds bad, and you ought to be careful when you book a room at a hotel or motel, what other risks, if you decide to stay with a house rental service like Airbnb, VRBO, which is vacation rental by owner, FlipKey, or many of the other advertised on the internet? Well, they may seem like it. You may have the comforts of a home setting without the negative aspects of staying at a hotel. However, keep in mind that staying at a house rental service, you are trading security for comfort, and that may come with a price. You see, the host of the house rental typically doesn't have a full-time or even a part-time maintenance person to go around fixing things, or a housekeeping staff to make sure your bed is made and bathrooms are clean while on your stay. Nor do these house-sharing services offer lifeguards for their pools, night security staff to keep you safe, and they might not have to undergo regular electrical and fire safety inspections. Maybe they don't even have fire extinguishers. And unlike a hotel or motel, when you're using these house-sharing services, in most cases, in their terms of service that you agree to when using their website, you give up your right to sue if injured. So, if you're a guest staying at a house-sharing service and you're injured, could you be stopped from suing those companies for your injuries? If your plan is to turn to the host, the owner, or of the house you're renting, they may think that you can sue them, but that claim against them may not work. You might assume that the owner of the house is covered by their homeowner's insurance and that any injury that occurs on the property would be taken care of, but that ain't necessarily so. Did you know that most homeowner insurance policies exclude coverage for business activities operated out of a home? And renting your home for a profit is considered a business activity. Yes, insurance companies have a right to know when insuring a property whether you're bringing people, maybe lots of people, onto the property to make money. It can impact premium rates. It can impact coverage. That said, Airbnb announced recently that as part of using their service, they would provide hosts with up to $1 million in liability protection if they get sued by a guest. But is $1 million enough? And what about the other services? Airbnb seems to be the only service offering such coverage. But regardless of what service you use, it's always a good idea to confirm that they are covered by insurance. I hope you found this information helpful. If you have questions about your legal rights, if you get hurt due to the carelessness of another person, or as a result of substandard medical care, or due to a product defect, a construction injury, or any other type of personal injury, please give us a call at 219-736-9700. You can also learn more about us by visiting our website at davidholublaw.com. While there, make sure you request a copy of our book, Fighting for Truth.